Why does the world need Jesus? Sounds like a simple question that can be given a simple answer, doesn't it? Yet, those who are lost in this world are the ones who are asking this question on a daily basis, sometimes with sarcasm in the tone of their voices. You see, the world sees those of us who call ourselves Christians talking and acting no better than the rest of the world does who live in open sin. Part of the problem is that the term Christian is not what the followers of Jesus were originally called. Jesus used the term disciples, which meant learners or pupils. When those in the world hear someone call themselves a Christian, all they can think of is that the individual is such a hypocrite and is judgmental. Unfortunately, these days, many of those who call themselves a Christian are indeed hypocrites and judgmental towards people. This is because the definition of a Christian has been so watered down and diluted in churches that it is believed that if someone wears a cross on a necklace around their neck, then they are a Christian. According to Jesus, those who are His are the ones who do or put into practice what He has said to do. And we are not talking about the works of the flesh. Instead, we are talking about following what Jesus said in our heart, and then it ends up showing in the natural through a reaction, such as giving to or aiding someone, for example. Being a Christian means that, although you and I may not be perfect, we still learn from Jesus and let Him have His way in and through our lives. We will grow in the things that He has said until it shows through us and into the world on a regular basis. But why do we need Jesus? In the book of Genesis, we know that mankind obeyed Satan and died in spirit. This is the result of the curse that was caused by following the words of the devil, by obeying it. God set in motion a plan to redeem us back to Himself so that we could be alive in our spirit once more, with His Spirit again within us. In order for this to happen, we must accept Jesus into our heart or our spirit so that our spirit can be rejuvenated with the breath of God. It may seem easy, but mankind's will can be resistant to it, regardless of whoever he or she is. What everyone needs to know, and all people who call themselves Christians need to be reminded of, is that it takes total surrender in order to accept God's free gift of eternal life. But in order to do that, one must know a little about the reason behind the decision. You see, when the Messiah, the Christ, was prophesied to Israel, they took it that one would come and set them free from their natural enemies. However, Christ came not to set them free from mankind, but to set mankind free from sin and its eternal effects. By accepting Satan's lies as truth, one is destined to eternal death, which is not what God had designed for us. The Bible says that hell was created for Satan and his angels. Hell was not originally supposed to be for mankind. But if anyone follows Satan, then they will have the same destination as Satan and his group does. God designed heaven for those who will follow, not just learn about, Jesus. Jesus reflected the image of God in human form. In fact, Jesus said that he only did what he saw the Father in heaven do. He did not do anything without knowing first what God would do in any situation. The phrase made popular about 20 years ago and made into jewelry pieces that people wore so much said, "What would Jesus do?" It should really have said, "What would God do?" because God is our ultimate example of reaction for action. If I would ask others what they would do in my situation, that would be foolish of me. Asking God what I should do in my situation is wise. If we have to wait on God to answer, then it would be worth the wait. In John chapter 8, Jesus was asked what should be done with the adulterous woman. Instead of answering right away, Jesus doodled on the ground. What he scribbled does not matter. What he was doing did. He was simply waiting on God to show him what to do. And when God did answer, Jesus gave such a response that it caused all of the woman's accusers to go away, ashamed, one by one, until there were none of them left but Jesus with the woman. Then Jesus expressed that he did not condemn her either, but told her not to sin no more in the manner that she had done. Jesus, our earthly example of our Heavenly Father, is still working today as He did while on this earth. Through the Holy Spirit, God is still speaking to Jesus, and Jesus is speaking to us in our heart, our spirit, with Jesus as our Lord and Savior. The reason for Jesus is that we could never redeem ourselves from sin, no matter how hard we tried. As someone said before, we don't deserve anything from God, but it is because of Jesus that we are made worthy to receive it. Our redemption back to God was a spiritual problem. Mankind sinned in the spirit realm, and only a spiritual answer could solve this dilemma. Since mankind died spiritually, we needed someone else to do something about it. So God, who made us to begin with, was the only one qualified to take on this task. The Bible says in John chapter 1 that the Word, which would become flesh in the form of Jesus, was with God, and the Word was God. Just imagine twins who can respond in the same way and at the same time when asked a question. Their voices may be in perfect harmony when they say something. Better yet, just imagine a little boy who sees his shadow and tries waving his arms frantically back and forth to see if his shadow does exactly as he does and when he does it. Jesus, the Word, and God were just like each other and were of each other. They were one together. And since the Word was God, that part of God was sent to earth with the assignment of being born, growing up, and then becoming the perfect sacrifice for the sins of all mankind, so that all who believe in Him could be saved. Jesus came, preached, healed, cast out demons, but the climax of His work was redeeming us from our sin and giving us His righteousness in return. This way, we could one day leave this world and go to our eternal home in heaven with God. There, we can receive God's amazing love to its fullest for all time, without end. This world can only give us happiness and joy in two ways. One way is in our soul and body. We may be made happy and joyous in our emotions or comfort our body with relaxation and food, but this is as deep as it can go. We cannot be made happy and joyous in our spirit by this world's ways. This world is in a fallen state when it comes to God. It cannot receive God's fullness in the decayed position that it's in right now. People may smile and laugh on the outside, but on the inside, they're hurting. And this world's joy will only be shallow inside of us. The core of our being is our spirit, and our spirit can only be filled by God. And the other way that this world may make us happy and joyous in our emotions and body is in a temporary way. This world is going to end. It will not last forever. This world is destined to be destroyed by fire, as 2 Peter 3 verse 10 says. Only the spiritual realm will last forever. Heaven and hell are in the spiritual realm. Whichever we go to will be our eternal home. I choose Jesus. I choose heaven. I want to go where there will be nothing but joy and happiness in my spirit forever without end. Now, some may think that heaven will be boring, but it just will not be so. We do not know what total joy and happiness really is until we reach heaven. We will be overwhelmed by the limitless joy and happiness that God brings to all who are with Him. I've heard enough stories about heaven that I believe this to be true. And just when we think we've experienced the fullness of God's joy and happiness, then He will open up of His being a more higher level than we experienced before that. Oh, there are limitless amounts of Himself that He wants to give to us, but we will have to wait until we are with Him on the other side of this life on earth. Now, Jesus is not just a spiritual answer to a spiritual problem, but He is more. When we have a problem in our soul, whether it be in our mind or emotions, all we have to do is let Him have access to our spirit, and then He can reach through our spirit and into our soul and bring us peace and healing. If we let him have access even further, then we can have peace and healing in our bodies as well. Jesus is the answer for all problems that we may have in our lives. Our spiritual redemption can have an effect in our soul and body also, even if he were to only redeem us spiritually and not help us in our soul and body, then accepting Jesus would still be worth it all. This is because eternity never ends, and when we die physically someday, our limited time on this earth will be nothing against the endless time in heaven. But, glory to God, we can receive help in our soul and body on this earth, whether it be a lot or just a little. The main thing is that we remind ourselves daily that God has redeemed us from spiritual death and given us spiritual life through Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. The reason why the world needs Jesus is because without him, we would be lost forever. With him, though, we are God's, and God is ours. And we'll never be lonely nor alone while traveling through this earth, while on the way to our eternal destination as disciples of Christ. I can't imagine a single day without him, nor do I want to experience that. It should be of no shame to proclaim Jesus as ours and we as Jesus' followers. For, as Paul said in Romans, the gospel of Jesus Christ is the power and ability of God unto our redemption from the effects of eternal damnation. We need Jesus both now and forever. Only he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him. We need Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we come to you and ask that you remind us daily that we need Jesus. For without receiving Jesus, we cannot receive you, and without you, we cannot receive our eternal home in heaven with you, as you so strongly desire for us to receive. You love us and sent Jesus to die on the cross for our redemption as an act of ultimate love toward us. May we receive this act of love from you. May this reminder also strengthen our love for you as well. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.